My name is Yuri Dubovoy. I work at Gamma Games Studio and develop games and applications for Tizen platform. However, I'm also interested in robotics. I like robots because everybody likes robots. Besides my chief, he is a very serious man, not for me, and he's upset when I make robots instead of doing my job in office. And I found a genius decision. What about if I make a robot under Tizen control? Working with Tizen is my responsibility, so there is no any question, it's legal. Thus, my report will be dedicated to a peculiar dev story. First start, we should define what we mean by the term of robot. Of course, the robot is primarily an electromechanical device, a software and a hardware complex. However, sometimes it's more convenient to operate in more familiar terms, maybe in terms of part of organism or human body. Well, first of all, a robot should have the brain. The brain is used to perform calculations. Obviously, mindless robot is useless. Equally important, senses. Without them, the robot will not be able to interact with the environment and cannot accept commands. Deaf, blind, and uncontrollable robot is not good. To perform physical operations, manipulators or hands are also needed. Control of manipulations are usually carried out by separate controllers. This is the spinal cord of the robot. Finally, the periphery must be connected with the brain via nervous communication channel. That is communication channel. Finally, the periphery must be connected with the brain. And however, a such system would still be useless if it doesn't have the soul, the firmware or operating system. OS Tizen is very suitable as a such soul. It was decided to make a robot that will physically emulate the user's action in the game, that is, perform physical touches. So that robot will be useful for testing purposes. This requires a manipulator and a camera for image recognition. The prototype you can see on the screen. Currently, touch positioning is available, the recognition of command in the process because of some problem with recognition images get it from the screen of on the phone. But you can test the robot after my report if you want. Return. As the head, eyes, and ears of the robot is used the test Tizen device, RDPQ, reference device. The device also has a Bluetooth module for connection with body of the robot. So we get a wireless neck of the robot, as a spinal cord is used Arduino Leonardo. This board controls the movement of the manipulator at low level. Hand of the robot is positioned via two servers, and touches are performed by solenoid. As already mentioned, the head is Tizen reference device. Tizen SDK allows you to write application using C++ that provides the necessary calculating speed and processing of data from the sensors. Eye of the robot is a built-in camera. Its data can be analyzed with the Tizen image recognizer technology. In my opinion, it's very convenient library for creating some objects and recognize it. AS of the robot is built in microphone, of course. Its data can be analyzed with the help of Tizen speech-to-text technology. Unfortunately, this feature is not available on the RDPQ, but I hope I can run it on the Samsung Z. As already mentioned, the head is connected to the body via Bluetooth connection. Head works with Bluetooth connection via Tizen Bluetooth API, and the body of the robot, that is Arduino Leonardo, works with Bluetooth connection via like easy serial port. It should be noted that the Bluetooth module must operate with 2.0 protocol version, because low Bluetooth energy standard is not currently supported in Tizen. Expected in Tizen 3.0. This means at this moment you should use HC05 or HC06 module. For example, our HC10 module Bluetooth is not supported in this version. Well, what about spinal cord? As already mentioned, spinal cord is Arduino Leonardo. Maybe it's heart of a robot. This board is very convenient because it can work simultaneously with two serial ports. And this board is very cheap. One is used for communication and the another for debugging. And this is simultaneously processes. Also, Arduino allows to mount separate development board that facilitate prototyping. You can see on our prototype. The design of hand or manipulator is very simple. A few slots, two servos, and the solenoid. Servo is the usual electric motor with gears and position feedback. As already mentioned, the servo is used for positioning, and the solenoid makes touches. Well, to summarize, at present, the open source technology allows to engage the robotic anyone, even such newbie in robotics like me. As for Tizen, it has a set pre-installed libraries that make it easy and simple to work with the periphery. One of these, I have everything. Thank you for your patience and for attention. Write me a letter.